is the story of mind, soul, and heart. Come to think of it, I don't know where to start. I take it from the top, but we don't have that much time. So I'm breaking off a piece of this crazy life of mine. As a little girl, I had a stubborn mind. Bonnie and I were wild most of the time. I used to sing for mama's company. I guess that was the start of the woman I came to be.
Got any of that damn money? And he ain't got no woman. He's a 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 woman.
Hello, this is Chris 200, and welcome to Audio on Demand. As I try and put this recorder in my pocket, which may or may not work. Second, God, I hope I didn't run a red light there. I don't think I did. Anyway, I'm seems to work pretty well, this patch and this configuration, so we'll give this a try. Said this is Audio on Demand. Today is Tuesday, the 17th of April. Hope you have your taxes in. I got my return back in March. Nice chunk of change to get back, and I hope I don't have to pay in because of some sort of error or whatever, so let's see. So what's been going on? I've been working on the retaining wall, if you call it that, at my house. Added another dozen bricks, so we're up to 24 bricks. $40 into the project. I also started working on cutting some more cement out of my driveway, which my wife told me last night she doesn't like that idea, but she thought it looked good a few days ago, so I'm not sure what her deal is, but I'm going to try and punch some more rubble out of that. Still need to find a place to take this stuff. I don't know. See if I can break it up some more, some of the bigger chunks. Although it is nice to have bigger chunks because then you have less pieces to pick up. But the bigger chunks are heavier and hard to deal with, so I don't know what the best idea is there. I do have some pretty big chunks. I don't know. I don't know what to say. Starting to get a little bit low on the sand and gravel. I don't think I could go all the way across the driveway like I wanted to earlier, so that may be where I stop at this last little bit that I'm going to replace. Hopefully it doesn't crumble like a piece of shit. So we'll have to see how that all works out. Making my way onto I-80 here. Let's see, what else has been going on? The weekend was a busy weekend. Friday, we went to a Christian concert thing. Actually, pretty good music, pretty good performances. Couple of the groups are somewhat local. The other one, I guess, would be, I don't know. I don't know a whole lot about Christian music, Christian rock. So I won't bore you with that. But anyway, come on, move it over. Move it over. Thank you. Get off your GD phone. Kick it up here a little bit. All right. Let's see, Saturday I don't think we had a whole lot going on. I think that was the day I slept in pretty good on Saturday. And started the wall project on Saturday. Got a whole bunch of stuff done. Went and did... went to... out to eat, which was good. Let's see what else. Sunday, we had an early morning. We had some, well, that's something I haven't seen in a while. Had some benefit thing going on in the morning. We went to that, got home, geez, probably 10 or 11. About 11 o'clock, I think it was. And, everybody slept the rest of the afternoon. I did a little video. You can check that out. I don't think it's picking up. I don't think the iPod's picking it up, or the iTunes is picking it up. I need to check that feed and see what's going on there. FeedBurner's not picking it up. One thing or the other is not working quite right. I really want to move away from Blogger and FeedBurner for that podcast, but I haven't sat down and made the migration yet. So, anyway, that might be a project. I should have done that on Sunday when everybody was sleeping, but I did a little bit of surfing around, getting the playlists cleaned up on iTunes, and my wife was playing with my iPod till about 4 in the morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning. I think I got her a playlist set up on her little dingus iPod. Works pretty good. And what else? I don't know, that's pretty much the weekend. What am I going to do tonight? I think I'm going to go and see if I can get some more bricks for my wall project. Like I said, maybe bust out some more concrete. Kind of an uneventful day today, this week so far. Went to the dentist yesterday. That was kind of fun. So if you look back in the archives of Audio On Demand, there is a recording of me going to the dentist. It was probably either in October or, you know, 6 months opposite of October, which would be, what, March, April sometime. I recorded the whole thing and threw that up. You may just go ahead and search that blog for dentist and see what you come up with. They didn't find anything there, thank goodness. Had a hard time getting there. The road that goes to that place is gone in one section there. Got it all tore up. I don't know what they're doing, if they're widening it, going to change the way the intersection works there. It's kind of a tricky intersection if you're trying to get there. Go up 144th in Omaha in the Millard area. It's kind of tricky if you don't know what you're doing. You can end up somewhere else, and fortunately I know the neighborhood, so I know how to get around on the back streets to get to where I need to go on like that. So, oh man, we've got a rescue vehicle up ahead or something. I'm not sure what's going on. He's rolling with his lights on in the shoulder. Motorist assist. I don't know what the hell they're doing. I think that'd be a fun job. I think the way it works is they get some volunteers to roam the interstate between Lincoln and Omaha and help people out with flat tires and broken down vehicles. It looks like usually a couple of older fellows doing that, wearing their little orange and yellow vests. I think that'd be a fun job. I'm sure you would meet some interesting people. Fire burning out here towards, I don't know, is that the east, southeast, north, northeast, northeast? I don't know which direction I'm going. Let's see, that's north. That road's going north. It's probably due east of me right now. I don't know. Probably somebody burning some grass off. Let's see what else is going on. Yesterday I bit the bullet, and I'm going to rebuild my little op-amp audio preamp thing that I want to use for the car. The one that I built doesn't work for whatever reason. I don't know if I have the wrong value of capacitors or what's going on, but I'm going to try and rebuild it. The one that I have, the battery battery connector thing came disconnected from the little circuit board, the little proto board, so I was going to play with it, see if I could get it to work, and I didn't have any luck doing that. So next step, I went through and bought the capacitors I needed again, $6 worth of stuff. I think I've got the resistors I need. And I'm going to rebuild that sucker again and see what I can do differently. I don't know. I think I'll wire it without the pot in there and see if I can get that to work. If I can get that to work, then I'll add the pot. And then if I can get that to work. Shit, I'm going to have to go buy some more bell wire just to make this thing work. I do have some stranded wire, but the bell wire really works nice because it's solid copper. Easier to solder, easier to strip, easier to deal with because you just bend it to what you want and it stays that way. This is typical for my type of circuit electrical electronic engineering projects I do. They always work on the breadboard, but once I get them into a permanent type of board, I have a hard time getting them to work, so we'll try this. I may try a different tip to solder with. Tip I got is, I don't know if there's acid or whatever in the solder, the flux, if that's eating my tip away, but it looks like it's got some voids or pits in the end of it. What I really need to do is get a little sponge of water and some sandpaper and see if I can get that cleaned up a little bit using the pointed tip. I think I got a chiseled tip. I'm not sure what the other tip is. And I'm not sure. That fire's probably about due south of me. And my recorder's spinning here. Spinning out of my pocket. Doesn't appear to be any buildings or anything like that on fire, so looks like a grass type fire. Something in the ditch on fire. Actually, it looks like it's spread out quite a ways. Some dark black smoke to the east, and then I guess to the west of it, it's more of a brown smoke. Maybe that's where it's just kind of smoldering away. I don't know what direction the wind is blowing. Well, I guess I do if I look at the smoke. Yahoo. I think it's blowing towards the west. So I'm going to go ahead and shut this off. I may see where I'm at here. Well, I'm about 15 minutes in. I may continue this episode, or I may start over again. So anyway, see you around. Hello, this is Chris 200. It is Wednesday, the 18th. It's about 10 to 5. I'm headed home. I worked on my preamp amp again last night. I'm not sure what I'm doing wrong, but I totally rebuilt it. We'll see if this works. I spread it out on the board a lot more than the other one. The other one was pretty cramped. And this one actually went together pretty fast. It only took me about an hour to get it all done. So I may have to try it tonight. I didn't put any switches or power features into it like I did with the other one. You know, a little LED to tell me if it's working or not. But I'll do that later, I guess, if I can get this to work. If I can't get it to work, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. I would have been better off buying one by now, I think. Would have reduced my frustration. CSI, where nobody knows anything until the last 5-10 minutes of the show, and everything comes to a happy conclusion in the end. LASIK die. worth of repairs or maintenance or whatever you want to call it. Oh, brother, I gotta get over. Police officer on the road. It looks like they're doing some more work here on the roads. They're moving some materials around. Where they're moving it from, I don't know yet. Bridge approach, it's kind of rough. Oh, Jesus. I don't know, I'm just kind of... slightly off keel today. Slightly off keel. Podcast didn't do much for me today. I didn't listen to any music. Maybe I should do that. Gonna get gas today. I'm at 266 with another 14-15 miles to go. Maybe it's 20 miles. I expect to be right around 300 when I get home. It's about 70 degrees, probably fairly low humidity. I may fire up the sprinkler system today just to get everything nice and wet. Oh shit. That reminds me, I've got... I have one of my heads covered in the back. Motorist assist ahead. I think I talked about that yesterday a little bit. I should get over. It will be nice if I do get this microphone thing working. I really want to try the microphone in the car. There's a microphone for a phone loaded into the car or installed in the car. The phone, you know, this is a 91. It's an older... it looked like a bag phone that they installed in the console. And, looks like we got a flat tire, folks. And, I want to see if that's any better than the internal mic on this thing. If I do get a preamp built, I can always build another box to put a balanced mic, which then I can use a balanced mic to record with, which I think might make things sound a little better. I don't know. I've seen folks mount, seen pictures and photos of people that have mounted microphones in their car that's somewhat, nice. I guess, you know, what you could do is you could put a gooseneck into the floor, mount it to the floor, and then you could move it over to your mouth or whatever, and then move it out of the way. We'll have to see how this all works. Of course, you'll want to monitor everything again, and that's a whole nother thing. I missed it. Kind of missed it. I really don't know what the hell they're doing here. They cut out chunks of perfectly good road, which I'm not sure why they did that. But, now I can get back over. I don't have some jackass on my ass. I don't. Yet. April. April's a month that seems to fly by. It's kind of like February. February really, really runs by fast. And, else to say. Might as well shut it off. Catch you guys later.